Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now, back to Mike Adams.
All right, let's look now at some meat export numbers, especially pork, some encouraging numbers. And as we talk it over with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Dan, I guess two parts to this, good export numbers and the fact that it's not just China. We have other key markets as well buying a lot from us.
Yes, good morning, Mike. And yes, you're exactly right. The exports for September on pork came in really about where we expected, 10% growth year on year, but you hit it. China was up, but it wasn't the only market up. Broad-based growth, which is encouraging. We saw increases, significant increases in Japan, Vietnam, Philippines, Taiwan, Chile, the Caribbean, several markets. So we're very encouraged by that. And one of the drivers here in Asia specifically is that the demand in Asia is really getting back. It varies a little bit by country, but in general, really getting back to normal. A lot of activities are happening, in-person activities, consumption's rebounding, the economies are rebounding. So it's really a perfect storm, so to speak, for increased business in the Asia region.
Now, I want to look at some of those other countries in a moment, but let's talk about China, because there's more and more speculation about, will their purchases of our pork products start slowing now that they're kind of restocking and rebuilding after African swine fever?
Yeah, I think that's a given, Mike. The question is to what degree. We do know, we have some general data out of China that indicates that repopulation is happening. The most recent statistics from the China's Board of Statistics, the NBS, indicates that the hog herd is around 370 million, which is up 21% from last year. Breeding sows are also up to 38 million, up 28% year on year. I mean, you could debate the exact numbers, but no doubt the trend is that they are in the process of repopulating. And then USDA has also put out some numbers, the Foreign Ag Service, estimating China's pork production. For this year, they're estimating production of 38 million metric tons, which is down 11% from last year, 2019. But the estimates for 2021 are another 9% of growth, up to 41.5 million metric tons. So once again, these numbers could be debated, but the trends are going in that direction. So I think what this means is that we're going to have a record year globally and a record year for the U.S. this year in China. But the trend lines into 2021 and beyond will be coming down. Our forecast is a reduction going into 2021. We'll still have a good year for China, but it won't be the record of 2020.
We're talking with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. So, Dan, as that market perhaps cools some, the China market, that puts more emphasis on these other markets that we were talking about earlier.
Exactly. And this has been a strategy that USMEF and our stakeholders, like National Pork Board and our exporter community, we've been working on this knowing that this ASF situation in China would be a short-term situation. And sure, we want to hold on to whatever share we can, but at the same time, we've been working aggressively to expand our presence in some of these other regions. And we named a few earlier, but there's a few others I didn't name. The Philippines is another one that's seen dramatic growth this year, and a lot of points there would indicate that there's a lot of opportunity for expansion. So yes, I think diversification of markets, not only on pork but beef as well, is definitely one of our strategies going forward.
What's your assessment of the situation with Thailand? We talked recently with Nick Giordano with the National Pork Producers Council about the trade issues there and the sanctions being put on China, put on Thailand. What's your assessment of that market?
Yeah, I think Thailand's a good example of a smaller market that it's not going to be a Mexico or a Korea, but you know, it definitely is along the lines of some of the smaller emerging regions. And these are the sorts of markets we need access to so we can grow the business. And I know Thailand's been a big point of frustration, getting over some of the access hurdles. So I think these recent developments are a positive, and we stand ready to move in on the promotion side as well when the timing is right. So yeah, I think this is a sort of industry collaboration that really shines when we have these sorts of issues, and hopefully it'll pay off in the long term.
We see the COVID numbers, unfortunately, going up in several places again here in the U.S. What are we seeing in these markets around the world?
Yeah, it's interesting. As I mentioned earlier, Asia, I think the worst is behind us in general. The only country that has limited lockdowns in Asia right now would be Japan, and I think they're moving into more of a scenario where there's going to be, but before the end of the year, they'll be back to virtually no lockdowns on food service. Korea has recently emerged from lockdown in their third wave. So there's been multiple waves in a lot of these countries. But in general, Asia is looking pretty good, and momentum is building. Economic growth is building. Food service is rebuilding. In some cases, food service is back to pre-COVID levels in Asia. But to your point, the rest of the world remains a concern. And one of the biggest areas of concern continues to be Latin America, Mexico, Central and South America. They went into lockdown after Asia, after the U.S. It was really the last half of May when they entered into it, and they're still in it today. So, I think there's signs that tourism is starting to build a little bit, one of the cornerstones of demand down in Mexico and Central America, but there's still a ways to go. So, I think the infrastructure is such that they cannot react as quickly. Their online platforms were a much smaller base of the business pre-COVID as compared to Asia. So while the online digital delivery platforms are growing quickly in Mexico, it's from a very small base. So that's a bit of an opportunity as well. So, and then most recently, Europe, which is a significant market on the beef side, Europe went back into lockdown in several key countries just last week, the UK, France, Germany, et cetera. So, yeah, this is far from over in some parts of the world. But in general, our offices around the world are envious of our Asian offices because the Asian offices are quickly on the road to recovery. So it'll come in these other markets. It's just going to take a little bit of time.
I hesitate to look too far ahead. 2020 has taught us to be careful doing that. But do you feel pretty good about going into 2021? Again, still not knowing exactly where we are with COVID, but hopefully coming out of it. Do you feel pretty good about a strong year ahead?
Mike, I do. The bottom line is COVID is disruptive. It's chaotic, shifting things quickly in a very fluid way between segments of consumption. Obviously, food service in general is down, retail is up. But the bottom line is, in total, people are still consuming. This COVID thing globally has elevated the importance of confidence in the products, food safety, reputation, all this. And the U.S. has, if not the best in the world, one of the best in the world reputations along those lines. So, yeah, I think not only people consuming product in the midst of COVID-19, I think that they are preferring to consume U.S. products in a lot of cases. So our estimates for 2020, we'll start there. For the pork side, we will have a new record on pork in 2020, and we're forecasting for 2021 continued growth, although at a slower rate. We're looking at 2%, 2 or 3% growth in 2021, which would be yet another new record over the 2020 levels. On the beef side, September was a bit of an underperforming month. We were expecting a little more out of Asia than what was reported. We were down 6% in September. But we do know from the weekly data that there is a lot of sales in the pipeline that haven't shipped yet for Asia. And with some of the info I shared earlier about the activity in Asia, we see a bit of a rebound in the last quarter of the year for beef. We will not be a new record. We'll still be down for the year, probably 3 or 4% in 2020. But honestly, we see a large, robust rebound in 2021 for beef. Mm-hmm. And our estimates show a new record in 2021.
Always good perspective, and I think I like the way you put it. People are still consuming meat, just maybe doing it a little differently, a few more challenges getting it to them, perhaps, but they're still consuming. All right, Dan, good to talk with you. Thank you.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You're listening to AOA.